It's Hot 937 Hartford's number one for hip hop and R&B.
Happy birthday, Little Kim. Happy birthday, Little Kim. Shout out my guy Gahari out there. ESPN got us turned up real loud. What's up, y'all?
All right, big shouts out to Beer Lover Graham, who's now following me on Instagram at Jenny Boom Boom TV. They have interesting facts and beer humor.
Oh, man.
I need no
beer
other
talk,
followers.
Beer talk.
But Beer Lover Graham. Thank you very much for following me. I appreciate that. Hey, check out Craig G and Jay Rick. Oh, my God. You two are going to be together in the club.
We were there together last week. It's like, oh, this thing might work out.
Okay.
Yeah, good talk. Good talk.
It's Offie and Offie number two.
Oh, man.
Over at Vibes Uptown, 3155 Main Street in Hartford. It's happening this Saturday night. Where's Jerry and Top Floor Saturdays presents the Summer Dress Party happening this Saturday night at Vibes Uptown. Craig G will be on the turntables along with Black Rhino and Jay Rick, along with Where's Jerry and King Show, will be hosting this event.
All those characters together in one building is going to be a jump off.
There's lots of free parking. Ladies, you get in free before 11. And for VIP, call 860-944-6211. Again, that's happening this Saturday night at Vibes Uptown with Craig G and Jay Rick. It's time for Trending Topics, brought to you today by Big Y World Class Market. Hi, me.
What up, what up?
What's happening?
Got some pictures of my man George Lopez giving Donald Trump a message today, Jenny.
What was that message there, sir?
Decided to visit his star on the Walk of Fame.
Yes.
And he unloaded a water bottle full of fake pee on the star.
What? All right, we'll have to check out that video.
It was pretty crazy.
It was apple juice.
They just won't leave the star alone.
Yo, the star's been vandalized so many times.
Oh,
crazy.
That is so crazy.
My man Drizzy Drake, he reportedly is going to be dropping another project.
Mm-hmm. He just came out with one, didn't he?
We just got a double album.
Yeah, like with so many records.
Well, the reason being is he's going to announce his new record deal. Looks like he's off of Cash Money Records.
Okay.
So the reason why he dropped the double album is because that's as many albums as he's, you know, old Cash
for
Money.
For Cash Money, yeah.
And now he says that another project is on the way.
So wow. Wait a minute, is he off Young Money then?
I don't know if he's off Young Money. He's not leaving Universal Music Group.
Okay.
So I don't know if Young Money's under that situation.
Because I know with the whole Carter Five situation, they had to work out some logistics.
Yeah, yep.
As far as that album being released and not being released through Cash Money, right? It's going to be released through Universal.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering whether or not Young Money is now going to be its own separate entity, which would be best for these artists. Don't you think?
Definitely.
Because Birdman supposedly owes these guys so much money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it would be a good thing if they were on
and
their
then
own.
Then they don't have to split the money 19 ways.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
true.
Better.
You know, because everybody getting a piece of that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So
well,
shouts to Drizzy Drake. And Kylie Jenner, she's actually getting bullied now over this whole Forbes cover.
Wait, she's worth $900 million. Who cares?
People
like,
are
she
upset.
She cares? Does she care?
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand
why
she cares.
I would never care. I'd be like, what?
But she's super upset because people are saying, why is everybody saying that she's self-made? And now she's upset because she's like, she's worked hard for this. And, you know, people are saying that she already had the platform because of family.
Well, yeah.
Which is true.
She's part of a conglomerate.
Exactly.
I used that word correctly, I believe. But she is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, but she had to do things on her own in order to be successful in that group of people.
Of course.
So.
But she's upset. I guess she took, like, all her comments. Nobody can comment on her pictures now. And, she's a little
Yo,
upset
if
there.
I was worth $900 million, you couldn't tell me nothing.
I wouldn't care.
Comment all you want.
If I had $1,000 in my savings right now, $1,000.
Oh, gee.
you couldn't tell me nothing.
Jenny had a stack, y'all.
And when clout chasing goes wrong, Instagram model Katrina Zarasuski, I think her last name
is. Wait, spell it to me.
Zarutskie.
Okay.
Something Zeus.
Well, she was attacked while swimming with sharks.
Oh, okay.
She gained a lot of followers over this video, and she says she'll do it again.
So this is an Instagram model that went in and decided to swim with sharks.
Yeah, she was. I guess it was during a photo shoot out in the Bahamas. She was actually out there on vacation with her brother and, I mean, her boyfriend and the family.
Yeah.
Decided to get into a tank with some sharks. She said the locals kept saying they were so excited and encouraging her to swim with them.
You, foreign person, you should go and swim with all of those sharks.
We'll like your stuff.
And she said she saw it as an opportunity and another way to, I guess, connect with nature. And
Now, she did that for likes.
Exactly.
That's crazy. All right, check it out. It's hot937.com. Here's the latest weather brought to you by Nissan. Tonight is cloudy and some rain with a low of 63. Tomorrow's sunny and 85. Friday, sunny and 84. It's raining and 76 degrees in Hartford. It's Hot 937.
It's a great day to enjoy a ride. Nissan can't control the weather, but Nissan Intelligent Mobility is technology that